Right, so recording now. One of the busiest weekends of the year, lots of people on our roads. We've had a series of fatal road traffic collisions in the last 2 weeks. Inspector Richard Price is now going to talk about how we're looking to reduce those over this weekend. So, Richard, what are we looking to do in the first instance?
What we want to do is get a message out to motorists to try and pay as much attention as they can to what's going on around them. We see many collisions now where the causation is related to driver observation, and I think speed is invariably a contributory factor, but driver observation is an important element, and linked to that is also driver distractions.
So people will be coming into our area, probably on holiday, they maybe won't know our roads, and that's also a potential hazard as well.
That's right. I think it's very important for motorists when they're coming down to Devon and Cornwall to very well plan their journeys ahead of them, and if they possibly can, make sure they know exactly which roads they're going to be taking. Sat navs themselves are very, very useful pieces of kit, but knowing the roads themselves is obviously very better. And I think motorists, if they're going to a particular destination, there's a process now where perhaps you can look at Google Maps and get perhaps a little bit of familiarity with the road that you're going to be taking. But above all, it all links back to motorists being very aware of their circumstances, very aware of their surroundings, and making sure that they're keeping their observations up uppermost.
Okay, we've also got the issue of speed, speed being connected to road traffic collisions that are happening. Your thoughts on that?
Yes, speed has for a long, long time now been one of the main contributors to collisions on a road. And I'm not necessarily talking about excessive speed, but inappropriate speed. Motorists need, like I said, to be aware of their circumstances, but being aware of that, it's about modifying your speed according to the circumstances. And that can be weather related, it can be traffic related, it can be related to the surroundings you're in if there's a lot of pedestrians around. It's about modifying your speed and keeping your speed right down, judging by the circumstances in which you find yourself.
Okay, also with the weather being better, we hope, a lot more motorcyclists on our road as well. So it's a warning not just to motorcyclists themselves, but to other drivers.
Yeah, we do have a large contingent of powered two-wheelers, motorcyclists and moped riders around, and it is unfortunate that in this part of the world we do see a higher rate of fatal collisions involving motorcyclists than elsewhere in the country. The average around the country is about 22% of fatal crashes involving motorcyclists. Well, in Devon and Cornwall, that's up near 30%. So I would emphasise to motorcyclists to make sure that they ensure that they're aware of what's going on around them, modify their speeds accordingly. If they want to go out and enjoy the weather and enjoy the roads in Devon and Cornwall, that's fantastic. But let's make sure it's done safely. And if motorcyclists want to improve their standards of riding, there are plenty of opportunities out there to do that, including the Bike Safe that the police run, plus also courses that are run by many private companies and the IAM to just improve that level of riding on the road.
And obviously, if there is a lot more traffic on our roads, particularly on the motorways, on the main trunk roads as well, there may be times when the roads are blocked or potentially closed. So it's a warning for people to be as patient as possible.
That's right. When we have to investigate any serious collision, it's sometimes necessary for us to close the road, and that does cause a massive amount of problems for those that are commuting. And particularly, it does cause a lot of economic impact if there are vehicles there. We're trying to make business meetings or vehicles that are going to be making deliveries. So it's absolutely vital that we ensure that the investigation is conducted as quickly as possible. But we'd rather not be conducting an investigation at all. And it would be very good if we could have a record of not having to close the road because we've got no collisions to investigate. But we think that really motorists need to be focusing very much now that the summer months are upon us, the schools have broken up, to make sure that we're going to reduce the number of collisions on our roads.
Thanks very much, Inspector Price.